Hello, I'm David Berenger with Naked Winery. I'm the Director of Affairs. We're based in Hood River, Oregon, and if you'd like to find out more about us or purchase our wine, visit nakedwinery.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. I just recently learned of a winery that I am so interested to share with you in Hood River, Oregon, called Naked Winery. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is David Berenger, who is part of the husband-wife management team of Naked Winery. And they're very much in the Columbia River Gorge area, which includes a lot of salmon and skiing and a lot of wonderful wines. And the premise for the winery is the premise for the name is what I really want to learn about from David, because the name of the wines is just a riot. David, could you please start out by giving us some history of the winery, and why did you choose the name Naked Winery?
Sure, we chose Naked because when you say that word to someone from 4 years old to 104, they always smile. and that's what you should be doing when you're enjoying wine. And so that was the premise of the wine, Naked. And then the mission for our company is we would love couples across America to share a glass of wine with each other nightly, you know, turn off that TV or whatever multimedia experience you have going on, and slow down a bit, look in each other's eyes and talk to each other. So, you know, we want that to happen, and we think if people do that, we'll cut the divorce rate in half.
And actually, even if people start that before they get married, to make sure they make a good choice.
You're exactly right. It certainly works. You don't have to be married, and you don't have to be a couple. You can certainly enjoy wine just as friends. But that was, you know, sort of the root of our company. We wanted people to, you know, spend time with each other, relax, slow down a bit, and just enjoy the good life. Well, and we think part of that is a good glass of wine.
Your Naked Winery Pinot Blanc is wonderful. Absolutely.
Oh, you're so kind.
No, and I don't know if you've heard this from anybody else yet, but it kind of reminded me of an Austrian Pinot Blanc.
I haven't, but I think you're probably not too far off there, but I think you probably know more about wine than I do. I'm just a good drinker of it, I think.
Well, talk to us about the wines that are using, because you make a lot of wines that are stainless steel only, which means the emphasis is on the fruit. So talk to us about those first.
Well, let me just tell you just a little bit about wine philosophy. We believe our job is to get the best fruit we can and then not to mess it up. So, and certainly when you're in stainless, you know, you're not trying to really influence the flavor by, you know, putting oak on it. So those, you know, you're getting a great expression of the fruit. And the only thing we'll do a little bit is we'll blend in sometimes to, let's say, bring up the spiciness. We might throw a little Gewürz in there, or if we're looking for more stone fruit or something like that, we might blend a little more Riesling, things like that. So then that's where we have, you know, like a light hand with blending to play around with flavor profiles. But you're really getting a taste of grape. I mean, that's the way I say it, you know. You get to taste what it tastes like. This is what Pinot Blanc really tastes like.
Are you born and raised in Oregon?
No, I'm a native New Yorker.
Wow.
So I grew up in upstate New York, and they have a lot of great white wines up there. So I grew up with that style of wine in upstate New York, and then I lived in California for 25 years or so and before moving to Oregon.
So what is your background, marketing or business?
Yeah, I'm an electrical engineer who spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley, so I worked at some of those bigger companies you might know, like Intel, things like that. But I've always enjoyed wine, and I got to hang out with some wine guys up in Napa and Sonoma. And if you're willing to spend time there and not get paid, they'll let you play a lot.
that's exactly right. It's like an unpaid internship.
Yeah, and folks will certainly share. You know, they'd love to talk about how things work, and I was sucking it all in.
Okay, so we're going into the holiday season here, and people drink more sparkling wine than other times of the year. And you have a really cool semi-sparkling white that you call Cougar.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason we went for semi-sparkling is sometimes, although I will admit, I do love champagne, sometimes they're just a little too bubbly for me, not quite as refreshing as I would like. So Cougar I would akin more to sometimes a Prosecco that you might get in Italy. So it's a great way when your guests get over the house to just start out with something while you're just mingling and seeing who's there at the party, that kind of thing. A great way to start off the meal.
And it is finished with a screw cap, which is so convenient.
I know, and I hope people aren't upset with that, but it half the time, I must admit, even at my own home, I don't have a corkscrew available. So sometimes a screw top is just convenient. And then if you don't drink the whole bottle, especially with a sparkling wine, you know, it's nice to be able to have a very good closure on it.
Oh, I like screw caps. I really do. And this idea of your outdoor vino picnic table pink, it just blows me away because of the plastic bottle. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, don't be scared by plastic. And I will tell you, I stayed away from plastic for the longest time because the old plastics used to have this funny smell to them. Like if you ever had wine out of a plastic cup, it didn't taste right.
Yeah.
But the new plastics, and this is especially like this one here that's BPA, if you like that, they don't change the flavor of the wine. So it's really great. And you can, if you guys can't see this, but trust me, the bottles are a lot smaller than the glass bottles, but you have all the wine, and it's really a convenient packaging. You know, you can take it by the pool, you can throw it in your canoe, and we were just excited about it, given that the packaging worked, and it's class one recyclable, and, you know, I could go on and on, uses 70% less water and such.
I don't remember. What is the price on that?
Our retail price, if you go to our website, is $15, but I think you'll see it in retail stores under $9, or no, in the $9 range. I shouldn't get all the price together, but yeah,
okay.
But it certainly achieved the under $10 price point.
Oh my gosh, yes, and how about the Cougar Semi Sparkling?
You know, I think you're going to see that in the $20 to $25 range out there in the marketplace,
and the Pinot Blanc. Because I didn't see
the
price.
It's a little more spendy. That's our fancy wine, and it's in a double weight French bottle. So it's almost the exact opposite idea of the outdoor wine. That's, you know, it's a special occasion wine. We kind of, you know, our marketing term for that is tonight's the night. So you're going to see that, in retail stores, 35 to 40 in a restaurant, it's probably quite a bit more.
That's the first wine that I opened. It was just phenomenal packaging and just a wonderful, wonderful Pinot Blanc. And then as you say, at the other end of the spectrum, this rosé, dry rosé in the plastic bottle is just, it's so deceptive because, as you say, the bottle's smaller and it's so light, it's almost crazy.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the nice things as a winemaker is when people open up, they have such low expectations because it's in plastic and it's a screw top, and then they taste it, they just go, oh, this is actually good. And that's really what we're going for, is the kind of wine where, you know, you're going to go, oh, this is really good. You don't have to be a learned wine person to enjoy this wine. You're going to like it from the get-go. And as you mentioned, too, it's going to be the kind of wine that's going to be, you know, perfect around this time of the year with the, you know, the holidays coming along for Thanksgiving and things, I think it'd be perfect with that kind of thing.
Now, I know I'm spending too much time on the whites, but you also have a Fourplay white, Chardonnay, I'm sorry, a Tease Riesling, a Naked Pinot, a Naked Merlot, a Naked Cabernet, and also an Outdoor Wanderlust White and Outdoor Rambling Red. Now, are those two in plastic also? The outdoor.
Wino bottles. We basically make a red, white, and a pink.
Okay.
And we blend them. They're meant to be consumed now. You know, the plastic bottle, you know, the aging on it is really about 2 years. We bottle those every 3 months to make sure that, you know, they're like fresh, you will, and you should drink those right away. Whereas glass. You know, glass is not permeable, so there's no air transfer except through the cork or the closure.
So many people go crazy over Pinot Gris. It's such an Oregon, my gosh. If it's not Pinot Noir, my first thought about Oregon is Pinot Gris, and you have a Naked Winery Pinot Gris from the Rogue Valley.
Right, and well, in fact, we source fruit from the Rogue as well as the Willamette. So, depending on the year where we're getting the best fruit, you may see that pop back and forth between Willamette and the Rogue Valley. But yeah, Oregon is certainly known for Pinot Gris, and I think it's a super up and coming wine, and it's fresh and refreshing. And for those folks who are anything but Chardonnay drinkers, you should be buying Pinot Gris, if you know what I mean. Sometimes.
Oh, of course. Yeah, exactly. And so, David, I'm sure you have a club, and you deliver. You have not only distribution through the wholesale outlets, but you can also ship nationally.
Yes, we can to all the states that are legal. You know, that kind of thing that allow direct shipping. So, you know, you can go to our winery, NakedWinery.com and shop there, or if you're in the restaurant retail trade, you could look under trade and find our distributors. Like, we do have a distributor in North Carolina for example.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's so cool. And up on the website, people can find maps to give information about where you're getting the grapes from and elevation and that sort of thing. And that sounds so cool. Do you allow people to visit the winery?
We do allow folks, well, certainly you can visit our taste room, and then we have special times of the year when folks can come over and visit the winery, and trying to expand that so it can happen more often. My wife, who runs the winery more than I do, she's pretty particular about keeping things super clean. If there's any kind of bugs around, it can influence the flavor. So we're trying to create a special area where we can do barrel tasting and things like that, where we don't have folks near, too much near our fermenters and things like that.
Okay. So I'd like to finish by saying, David Barringer of Naked Winery, the world's sexiest winery, and you are asking everybody in America, do you want to get naked tonight? This is such
Absolutely.
Cool marketing. And, of course,
well, thank you so much.
You aim to tease. We will have links up for you to learn more. Thank you, David, very, very much for your time.
Thank you, Lynn. It's my pleasure.
Such a cool concept, and the wines are just delicious.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.